presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look,
it's a plane.
It's a plane. It's Superman.
And now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, who came to Earth on the planet Krypton with physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a large metropolitan newspaper. Superman, in the guise of Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen, are now visiting the ranch of Comanche Joe, a wealthy Indian. We know, though Superman does not, that Rawson, the ranch foreman, is the man responsible for many strange accidents which happened on Comanche Joe's ranch and oil fields every time the eerie howling of a mysterious coyote was heard. Rawson, planning to get rid of young Jimmy Olsen, seriously injured the boy. Despite a raging blizzard, Tumbleweed, Jimmy's friend, tried to get him to a doctor 20 miles away across the mountains. Superman, in the meantime, is frantically searching for them. But as our last episode ended, fate dealt Jimmy and Tumbleweed a terrible blow. Listen.
What do you mean we've been walking in a circle? Tumbleweed?
Jim. Jim, lad. We've got to face it. That form laying in the snow there. Lightning. My horse.
Lightning? But you had a shoot lightning about an hour ago. Ever since then, you've been carrying me through the snow. On our way to the doctor's.
I thought we was on our way to the doctor's, but I must have lost the trail. Now, don't you see, kid? We've come right back to where we started from. We've been walking in a circle for over an hour.
Then we're finished, Tumbleweed. We'll never make it now.
No, Jimmy. We've got to make it. We've got to. You've got a bad injury to your head. I just got to get you to that doctor.
You'll never do it, Tumbleweed. You'd have to be Superman himself to get through this blizzard alive. You'd have to be Superman.
Jimmy, you're falling asleep. Can't do that, kid. You can't go to sleep. You never wake up again. You freeze to death.
No.
Wake up there. Wake up.
Oh,
wake up, Jim. You hear me?
Oh, no. Please don't slap me like that. It makes my head pain worse than ever. Oh, my head.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. Honest I am, boy. But you've got to keep awake. You'll die if you go to sleep.
I don't care.
Well, I do. Jim, son. I know what you're going through. But we ain't giving up. No, sir. We ain't giving up. Jim, wake up here. Kid, please don't go to sleep. Please, I can't go alone. You've got to fight with me. I got to know you're with me all the way. Jim, will you please wake up?
No use.
No. I guess you're right. Getting too cold. It's deep, blinded by the snow. Yeah, kid, you're right. No sense going on. Might as well go sleep. Sleep.
Tumbleweed and Jimmy seem to be going in a circle. Those must be their tracks I'm following. Couldn't belong to anyone else. Tumbleweed must have lost the trail. Oh, why can't I catch up with them? How far ahead of me can they be? This blizzard is getting worse. Cold's increasing. If I don't find them soon, I might just as well not find them at all. I simply got... Ah, they're below me. Huddled together in the snow. It must be... Yes, it is. Jimmy and Tumbleweed. Down. They're completely covered with snow. Must have been lying here for some time. I hope I haven't come too late. Let me see. Jimmy's still alive. Can barely make out his heartbeat. Tumbleweed, too. But there isn't much time. I've got to get them both to that doctor as quickly as possible. Here, I'll take one of them under each arm. There we are. Now up, up, and away! Now, there's the town below me. That must be the main street. Got to find out where that doctor lives. Down!
You there.
Eh? Well,
mistake in heaven.
Where will I find Dr. Parker?
Oh, it's a dream in heaven. It's the imagination playing tricks on
me. Will you answer my question? Dr. Parker, where will I find him?
Why, his office is just 3 blocks down. You can't miss it.
3 blocks?
It's located in the new modern building and...
Yes, this is the place, all right. Doctor's office is right here on the ground floor. I better remain a Superman and not resume my disguise of Clark Kent. Too much explaining to do later. Dr. Parker! Hello in there, Dr. Parker!
Yes, but it... Great heavens!
Now, don't be afraid. I mean you no harm. Dr. Parker, is he in?
Well, yes, but who are you and
there's what... no time for questions. Call the doctor immediately.
Nurse, what is it?
Doctor, the strange-looking man carrying that boy under one arm and then that man under another.
Well, I'll be... Why, this must be the lad they called me about from Comanche Joe's ranch.
Yes, and this is Tumbleweed Jones. They're both in a pretty bad way, Doctor. Whatever you do, you'll have to work fast.
Yes, I can see that. Bring them into my operating room at once. The boy, I understand, has a possible fracture of the skull.
That's right.
Complicated by odds of exposure. Bad, very bad. I'd better take x-rays of his head at once.
You have all that equipment here?
Oh, yes. We opened this office not long ago. It's completely modern and equipped with every sort of medical apparatus. Yes, we must take those x-rays. From the looks of that boy, the quicker we do it, the better.
Well, Mr. Jones, how are you now?
Nurse, listen. You've got to let me see the boy. I've got to be near him. I've
got
to.
Mr. Jones, please. You've got to save what little strength you've got left. You must lie quietly. You're in a state of dangerous exhaustion.
I ain't exhausted. And stop calling me Mr. Jones. My name's Tumbleweed. Now, by jingo, you let me go to that boy.
Now, you see, the minute you try to get up, you realize how ill you are. There's nothing you can do for the boy. The doctor's taking x-rays right now, and as soon as we know how badly the boy is hurt, we'll...
May I come in?
Oh, the jumping coyotes, I am sick. I'm beginning to see things. What's that?
You don't know me, Tumbleweed, but I'm indebted to you for trying to save the life of Jimmy Olsen. I just wanted to thank you.
Who are you? Why that fancy get-up?
No point in answering those questions, Tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed, this is the person who brought you and the boy here. He found you in the snow out on the mountain.
Oh, he did? Well, then, sir, I allow as how I kind of owe you something.
Oh, doctor, what did the x-ray show?
Well, that boy's in a bad way. Skull is fractured, all right, and there's a pressure on the brain which must be removed at once. I've got to operate, and yet I don't know that I dare.
Why not?
Well, what do you mean you can't operate?
Please, Mr. Tumbleweed.
You save that boy's life. You'll answer to me. You hear me talking? You do something pronto.
Now, you listen to me, Mr. Jones. Quiet. You don't lie here quietly and stop getting excited. You won't leave yourself.
Oh, I don't care about me. It's the kid.
Why can't you operate, Doctor?
The boy's condition is very serious. He's very weak. I'm afraid he'd never survive the operation. I can't take the chance.
It's his only chance, and you've got to take it.
I don't know.
You've got to do what you can, Doctor. You've got to operate. I insist that you take that chance. I insist, Doctor.
Please, Doc. Please.
Nurse.
Yes, Doctor?
Prepare the boy. We'll operate at once.
Am I doing all right, Doctor?
Yes. Administer the anesthetic no faster than you're doing now. You're ready to obey any order I give you the moment it's given.
Yes.
Now then, the scalpel, nurse.
Here, Doctor.
Sponge.
Here, Doctor.
Gently with that retractor, gently.
Yes, Doctor. Yes.
Sponge. Another. Hemostat, please. Now. Little more of the anesthetic.
Yes, Doctor. Yes.
Sponge?
Here, Doctor.
Now then. Scalpel, quick.
Here, Doctor.
Sponge? Another sponge?
Yes, Doctor. Yes.
Now.
Ligatures, please.
Quickly.
Here, Doctor.
I must make these sutures before there's any Doctor. Possibility of infection.
Doctor.
Yes?
The boy's pulse and respiration. They're dropping.
Working as quickly as I can, sir.
Stop the anesthetic.
Yes, Doctor.
Pulse 32, Doctor.
Prepare a hypo with adrenaline, quick.
It's all ready, Doctor. Here.
Good. Now, here in the forearm.
Respiration is dropping, Doctor.
Doctor, isn't there anything you can do? Can't you?
What the devil?
Mr. Tumbleweed, you shouldn't have gotten up. You must be quiet.
Kill yourself, man, if you don't
believe me. What's your arm staring at me for? Oh, I see.
We've got him sooner. He weren't so weakened by exposure.
Doctor, you can't just let him die.
He ain't gonna die. He ain't gonna, you hear me? Jim, little fella. Listen to me. You gotta live, Jim. Why, if you go out, old Tumbleweed won't have nothing. Not no one. Lightning's gone, Jim, and you go out too. Why, shucks, I was gonna learn you how to ride and rope. I was gonna show you how to shoot the bow and arrow, just like the Indians do. You and me were getting to be real pals, and now he can't die. You in that there fancy costume. You saved us two from freezing to death out there in the mountains. You brung us here to the doctor, didn't you? Well then, do something. Do something to save that boy, do you hear? Do something. Do something, please.
This is one time when even I can do nothing.
Well, it looks as if Jimmy's in a pretty bad way. Even Superman's physical powers seem useless in this emergency. Be sure to hear the next episode of our story with Superman.
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look! It's a plane! It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.